to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It's Friday. And the first thing that crosses my mind is, thank God. But you know what? It's been a pretty fun week. It's going to be a different first segment of the show than normal. First of all, Watson has the day off. Terry McCormick is just leaving the Titans facility. And so his, quote, daily Titans update will happen sometime during the 2 o'clock hour, but not now. So I'm going to do some different stuff. About 10 minutes ago, I'm looking... It used to be you'd go through wire copy when I was first getting in this business. Now you just simply go on the internet, go to ESPN.com or CBSSports.com, and I see a story, and all the bells and whistles go off in my head. I'll read it to you. The Chicago Cubs named Carter Hawkins their 16th general manager in franchise history today, when they hired him away from the Cleveland Indians. Now, way down in the story, the part that I already knew was that Carter Hawkins has a Tim Corbin background. And with that in mind, I have asked a former Plaster intern who has gone on to bigger and better things, Drew Fan, to join me by phone. Drew, how in the world are you?
Doing well, George. Excited for playoff baseball to continue tonight. What a great game last night. And then obviously excited for the big news with Carter today, too.
Do you know, Drew, that one of my former interns is now the head sports psychologist for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Andy Bass?
Do you think there's a correlation there, or do you think that's just a one-off?
Well, I think when they get the hell away from me, they end up succeeding. you're one of them. How about that?
Maybe that's the launching point for everybody. Who knows?
So what can you tell me about Carter Hawkins? I don't know that I've ever met Carter.
Yeah, Carter and I did not play together, George. Carter's last year at Vanderbilt was 2007. The great season where they were the number one seed heading into the postseason tournament. David Price was the first pick in the draft that year. So I was actually a freshman on the following team, 2008, and actually was given Carter's uniform number, so number 45. And it was really cool to hear guys like Pedro Alvarez and Ryan Flaherty talk about what the number 45 meant at the time. Because I said, like, oh, who had this last? And they said, oh, what do you mean? That was Carter's number. Carter was a backup catcher on our team, but he was so much more than that. Like, he was the glue guy. He was everybody's good friend. He kept us loose in the dugout. He always organized things off the field. And so it was really neat to learn about Carter that way. But Carter, as a professional, joined the Indians organization right after that season, I believe, and has worked his way up over the last 15 years. I believe he was an assistant general manager for the last 5 years for the team, and now has this great opportunity to move over to Chicago and rebuild the Cubs franchise.
What can you tell him? What can you tell me career-wise about what are his strengths? There's probably a Cubs fan or two out there listening who says, I don't care if he went to Vandy, I just need him to turn this team around.
Yeah, sports, you know, for all that we talked about, it's very much a zero-sum game, right?
Oh, yeah.
What I think Carter really gets credit for is the Indians player development system. Reading some articles this morning about Carter, he really seemed to get top reviews for the team drafting people like Shane Bieber, who I believe was a fourth-round pick
yeah.
in the Cy Young last year, and Aaron Civale, who was, I think, a 12th-round pick. And even besides that, having a hand in drafting someone like Tristan McKenzie, who was in their rotation this year himself a former Vanderbilt commit, somebody who a lot of organizations thought was too skinny and not built well enough to be a starter, more of a bullpen person, but who's turned into a reliable starter for them. And then also Cal Quantrill, who was in the Clevinger trade from San Diego a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they've turned him around from being a high first-round pick who had fallen off a little bit and who had a great second half for Cleveland this year. And so I think that Carter has had a hand in the progress of players like that and many more, which should be exciting for a Cubs fan base that just saw all of their foundation from their World Series team traded away in July.
From what you know, was there a point in all this when he was at Vandy where Tim Corbin started to groom him a little in this direction?
That's a good question. Not being around him on a day-to-day basis, not sharing a locker room with him, I don't know if that was the case or not, but it was very apparent with my first few years at Vandy, just the reputation that Carter had, both in that building, but also that he was starting to develop in Major League Baseball circles. Everybody that I've talked to that has a Vandy connection or not in professional baseball really has high marks and high praise for Carter. And so it was not a surprise to see that the Cubs were zeroing in on him as a candidate and then ultimately went with him as well.
That's awesome. Braves or Dodgers?
Oh, you know, my heart wants to say Braves in seven. But I would also be lying if I said that I'd rather play the Dodgers instead of the Giants. So I'll go Dodgers in six. I think they're just too good. But I tell you what, if the Braves get up 3-1 this time, George, they better take care of it. We can't have 2 straight letdowns.
No, you got that right. You want to go with me?
I'd love to. I'm trying to figure out, how to get there and go to the Monday night game Monday with a 7-week-old newborn at home. I'm trying to figure it out where mom won't yell at me, you know?
I believe the word impossible comes into play.
May have to cut our losses at some point.
Thanks for doing this on short notice.
You got it. Thanks, George.
He's one of the best of the Plaster intern family tree. He is Drew Fan, a former catcher at Vandy. Later worked on Tim Corbin's staff. Way too smart to get into radio. But I wanted to get a little added perspective. That's a very cool story to see that thing develop the way it has. Now, I'm going to spend a couple of minutes on the Braves and the Dodgers. Because understand up front, this is not a matchup I wanted. I really was hoping last night that San Fran would win. And I know some of you are out there saying, George, that's stupid. Because with the Dodgers, the Braves get home field advantage. With the Giants, they don't. Number one, I'm amazed at what the Giants accomplished this year. I look at their roster and I don't get it. I don't see it. It just doesn't stack up as a roster that would win 107 games. I don't know where they did it. I'm not convinced it's Gabe Kapler. He wasn't a particularly effective manager in Philadelphia. Maybe he's had a metamorphosis. If I was going to pinpoint somebody, I'd say it's Buster Posey. But whatever the case, I'd be a whole lot less worried about playing the Giants than I am about the Dodgers. And here's why. Every time we play them, they kill us with the long ball. It seems like every time the Braves and the Dodgers go at it, LA hits 2 or 3 homers. They got a lot of power in that lineup, and that worries me. Now, let me say this. I believe Max Fried will be lights out tomorrow night. He's been lights out for 2.5 months. If you did a Cy Young Award that started after the All-Star game, the winner is Max Fried. He has been that good. I believe he'll pitch great tomorrow night, and I think they've got a chance to win. But this is going to be one tough series. Man, they have got their hands full. The Dodgers are defending champions for a reason. They've got maybe the best player in the game in Nashvillian Mookie Betts, who went to Overton High School. They've got unlimited payroll. They've been able to make trades to get people like Max Scherzer, who may or may not start in game one. That's still up for discussion. Whatever the case, I believe I was right in not wanting the Dodgers and instead hoping for San Fran. I think the Braves have got a real struggle on their hands. Can they win? Heck yeah, they can win. But it ain't going to be easy. Wasn't going to be easy either way, but the Dodgers are loaded. Don't kid yourself. They are. Now, a quick couple of thousand words about the bowling deal. We have 61 confirmed foursomes, which is insane. I cannot say a big enough thank you to those of you who are listeners who have signed up to be in this. It's going to be one of the most hilarious events you've ever been a part of. No, it probably won't be great bowling, but it will be a blast. So if you do the math, there are 32 lanes at the bowling alley. So in the two different shifts, we can fit a total of 64 foursomes, which means I am three foursomes away from a complete sellout. I'll give you one of two ways to sign up, because I believe by Monday or Tuesday, I'll be able to announce this thing is totally sold out. First of all, if you want to commit a foursome is $800, $200 per person. If you want to sign up just simply as an individual, you can do that as well. It's $200. All the proceeds go to the Last Minute Toy Store and to the Martha O'Brien Center. I'm going to give you two ways to do it. The quickest and probably the easiest way is to simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. And if you'll give me the info, give me a phone number to reach you sometime later this afternoon, I'll get that done. The other way to do it, given that I'm only three foursomes away, is call us at 615-844-5600. We'll put Ray to work, give him something to do other than gong me, which he's gotten very good at. He's on double secret probation. He just doesn't know it. But seriously, if you'll give him some info like a phone number or an email or something, I'll call you pretty quickly. But the bottom line is you haven't got much time to wait. We got three foursomes left, and that's it. I am pumped. Okay, couple of stories here. The Braves have made official what I think we suspected all along. Max Fried will be the game one starter. I have total confidence in Max Fried. He has been incredible in the last 2.5 months. He really has been. Meanwhile, in Houston, the news is not as good. Looks like Lance McCullers Jr. is out for the series against the Red Sox that starts tonight. And they have added Jake Odorizzi to their roster. Nothing wrong with Jake Odorizzi, but Lance McCullers Jr., when he's right, is really good. And we had a trade today in the NFL. The Eagles finally sent Zach Ertz elsewhere. In this case, to the Arizona Cardinals for cornerback Tay Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round draft pick. That got announced just a little while ago. Okay, here's a little bit of what we're going to do. The man who knows more about high school football than anybody, Murphy Fair, will join us after the break. Then we'll get into Terry McCormick's daily Titans update around 2:42. Stat of the day will follow at 2:56. And then during the 3 o'clock hour, God only knows what'll happen. But we will have fun. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
are in need of healing. They wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to sirspeedymusiccity.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out The Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
He's live. He's local. He's George Plaster. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Oh, let's look around the room. Suddenly, the masses have arrived. Riley Chestnut, apparently with some question later in the hour to make us look like fools. Stat of the day. Terry, he was dying to do it, so you know it must
be. Oh, it's going to be one that we're not going to have a shot at.
Let's come up with answers here. I'm saying, what did he have earlier? Ernie Lombardi,
yeah.
I'll say this time it'll be the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be something crazy. And now you're here.
Yes, now okay. I'm here.
And your update, let's see how we say your update. The tarp is on the field. Time only has been called.
There you go.
Your update will be at 2:42.
2:42. All right.
But
I'll be ready.
Without further ado, the guru, the man who knows more about high school football in the state of Tennessee than anybody, Murphy Fair, is on the line with us. Murphy, how are you?
I'm fine, George. It's good to hear your voice, because I wasn't sure if that segment intro said George Plaster is live or George Plaster is alive. So I know you're alive and kicking, right?
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
And your hope is that I stay alive through 6:30 tonight when we do our little high school thing, Main Street Preps, if you want to hear it. Murphy's involved in it. I'm sort of involved in it, unless I croak between now and then.
Not going to happen.
Okay. So we've got one of the games of the year tonight on the high school front in this state. Murfreesboro-Riverdale, Murfreesboro-Oakland. Talk to me about what you think will come out of this.
Well, I think both of those teams are playoff bound. I think both of those teams are probably going to be playing at home the first Friday night in November, first round of the playoffs. I think the outcome between the two will be somewhat one-sided. Riverdale's really got its work cut out for them tonight, but I'm sure that Coach Will Kreiske, who's been in the head coaching position there at the home of the Warriors, will have a good game plan in mind. Riverdale's got a pretty stingy defense, but they're going to be facing some skilled people on the Oakland offensive side of the ball that are at the top of the list when you start talking about running backs and wide receivers and even a handful of linemen too. Oakland is just loaded with talent. They've proved that in the last 3 weeks by defeating not only CPA but Lipscomb Academy both on the turf there at Oakland High School. And Riverdale certainly has its work cut out for them. But the Battle of the Borough is always a big emotional game. There's so many married couples in Murfreesboro where one of them went to Oakland and one of them went to Riverdale. And so there'll be a good crowd there tonight just to see who their favorite team or how their favorite team does, for sure.
Murphy, I guess because Kelly Holcomb and I are really good friends, even though he probably won't claim that, is it as simple as for Riverdale to stay in this and have a chance to win late that his son Jameson has got to have a monster game?
Oh, I think that's a fair statement. And I think Jameson will do a good job. It would have been interesting to have been at the Holcomb dinner table, don't you think, the last three or four nights. I don't know. They may not even talk football. But you can't help but think that the subject of tonight's ball game hasn't come up several times. And I'm trying to figure out which one of the two is going to be most nervous about tonight's ball game. Because Kelly obviously did not go to Riverdale, but his wife did. And so, it's certainly a Riverdale dinner table for sure. But Oakland is looming on the immediate horizon, and that's going to be a difficult task, I think.
I'm just hoping the kid takes after his mom.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, in a lot of ways.
You know I'm going to hear about that later.
Yeah. Obviously, he's a good-looking kid. We know he didn't get that from
No, he got mom. That from his mom. Got that from his mom. So,
yeah.
Murphy, we've got the threat of rain, and so far pretty fortunate here in that we haven't had quite the level of it that got forecast. Who decides when a game gets played, not played? Who ultimately is the decision maker?
Well, I think it's a combination. Obviously, the guys in the striped shirts are the ones that are going to make the call. If a flash of lightning that's within certain parameters is witnessed, I think that's pretty much a 30-minute stop everything and take cover. If we get a rain and there's no lightning nearby, then the game proceeds, unless it's just a torrential downpour. But for the most part, it's an administrative thing that involves, I think, the principal or athletic director of the home team. But before every game starts, there's an administrative staff member from both schools involved. And if there is a lightning kind of thing, I think it's kind of a situation where those administrators from both sides, as well as the officiating crew, generally make that decision. And if a lightning strike does take place close by, then they shut everything down for 30 minutes. And there's got to be a 30-minute period of lightning-free action, if you will, before they even consider starting it up again. If you go 25 minutes and then there's a lightning strike, that 30-minute clock starts all over.
Oh, Murphy, believe me when I tell you I know about it. Terry, you want to hear a good weather lightning story?
Sure.
So years ago, the late, great Rick Regan and I decided to keep the Clinic Bowl alive.
Mr. Clinic Bowl, yes, sir.
Yes. And so we decided to keep it alive as a week zero game. And for a good while, we used Vanderbilt Stadium for the matchup. But I told Rick, I said, if I'm going to give you all this free airtime, you've got to let BGA play in this game at some point. Well, we got in a year where we were able to match up BGA and Franklin, and it was the first time that they're separated by a quarter of a mile. You can throw a rock at either one of them from the other. They hadn't played for like 50 years, and so somehow we were able to set up a matchup between two schools that should have been playing every year. They hadn't played in 50 years. So I'm excited. We've brought Bobby Bowden in to speak two nights earlier. We sold that out, had 1,100 people hear him. I am on cloud nine. In the name of Battleground Academy, by golly, it's going to be the best. Oh, it wasn't. So, Terry, about 3 hours before the game, we had a monsoon. Monsoon clears 45 minutes before the game, and I'm like, it's all going to work out. Just relax. Well, not that I need to be, but I am one of the game administrators that night. And so a gentleman makes a motion to me about five plays after kickoff and says, come here. And he goes, we got a problem. Robert Jemison, the athletic director at the time at BGA, and he's got one of these lightning meters. And he says, we've detected lightning within 12 miles. What do we do? Well, I knew what we had to do. You know, what I wanted to do was say, oh, screw it. Let's just go on. We had two different rain delays that night. The game ended at midnight. Oh, that's my little story.
Let's hope we don't have a bunch of those tonight.
Yeah, amen. Anyway, Terry, that's my little story. Say hello to Murphy.
Murphy, how are you?
I'm good, Terry. How are you making it?
I'm good. George brought up Riverdale and Oakland, and I'm so old, but that back when I covered them, neither one had a home stadium. They played on the turf at MTSU, and right, they were the only two high schools in Murfreesboro other than Middle Tennessee Christian, a private school. So that goes back a ways. But I want to talk to you a little bit. I want to go north of town a little bit. And Station Camp, they've had a rough couple of years. Now all of a sudden they're 7-0. What in the world has turned things around up there?
Well, I think the fact that they have a new head football coach, Coach Alexander, Brett Alexander, and he's done an incredible job. Station Camp was 0-10 last year in his first year at the helm of that program. But he has turned the entire culture around, and those kids would lay down in front of a school bus for that guy. He's done a really good job of getting those kids to buy into his program, and they're on top of the league right now. And it's for people who cover football the way that you do and I do and George and all that, it's a great story because he played at Gallatin, and he told me back in the summer when we first met that he was third-string wide receiver, I think he said, as a sophomore. He was a walk-on student at TSU, but he played 12 years in the National Football League.
Yeah, mostly for the Cardinals and Steelers.
Yeah, and then he comes back to Sumner County, and I think was maybe just a teacher, and I don't mean to belittle that when I say just a teacher. They're just as important as coaches. But nonetheless, when he applied for the job at Station Camp for the football coaching job, it was only because they did not have an IT department. The computer IT department, as I understand it, didn't offer much in terms of a computer course or anything like that. But this guy is a computer guru, and now he's in charge of the entire IT department at Station Camp High School, as I understand it, teaching kids how to build websites. And what's a better job title to have than a webmaster, you know? So he's working two things big time at Station Camp, and obviously this is a huge game tonight. They can I think pretty much sew up a regional championship with a win tonight.
Murphy looked at this right here and it shocked me, but I'm looking at Cannon County, which has struggled for years and years and years to even field enough kids to have a football program. They're 5-3. What's been the secret to that turnaround?
Well, Matt Daniel, a former Cannon County Lion himself, he grew up here in Cannon County, but after his college playing days, college student days, whatever, he went to Georgia to become an assistant football coach. And after a few years of doing that, he came back home. This is his fourth year. The team has not been to the playoffs in, I don't know, 6 or 8 years, I think. It's been a while. I live in Cannon County, and I'm really excited about the possibilities tonight. They go to Community High School, which is in Unionville over in Bedford County. And if Cannon County can win that game, I think not only do they sew up a playoff bid, but they sew up a second-place finish and an opportunity to host a first-round playoff game, something they have not done in a long, long time. And obviously, my heart's with them tonight. I don't think I'm going to venture quite that far because of the weather, but it's going to be an exciting night for Cannon County football. They've got a pretty good football team this year. They had a running back that about a month ago rushed for 421 yards in a single game.
Wow.
Placed him for 13 on the all-time list at TSSAA for yardage in a single game. So they've got some weapons, and if the guys up front can do their job, I think the Lions may have a huge night. They won big last week in their homecoming game, and hopefully they'll make it another one tonight.
Murphy, got about 30 seconds here. Is there anybody that should be on upset alert tonight?
I don't know. There's 100-plus teams that are not even playing tonight, Terry, so it's the big games are just not very plentiful this evening. I think the biggest upset would be that everybody gets their game in tonight and doesn't get rained out.
Murphy,
really appreciate you taking the time to come on with us, as always. Really appreciate the knowledge. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We both need to go bowling somewhere for this big event you've got coming up next month, because I haven't held a bowling ball in forever, so it'll be interesting to say the least.
We'll work on it. Let's see if we can make it happen. Talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll go to the break, and then Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Now that's scary, but listen to this one. It was a dark and dreary night. The man pulled into the convenience store parking lot. The lights flickered as he crept toward the counter and saw the new Halloween jumbo box, but he left without buying one, missing his chance at $75,000.
That's terrifying.
I know, right?
Scare up some fun this season with a new Halloween jumbo box, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And the Powerball number is 6.
I can't believe it.
Did we win?
Nope. But I can enter this ticket in Powerball's first Millionaire of the Year promotion for the chance to win a New Year's Eve party package and $1 million.
Okay, so did you do the laundry?
Nah, but there's a chance I might tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make 2022 a year to remember. Visit TNVIPrewards.com and enter your Powerball tickets by October 25th for a chance to be the Powerball first millionaire of the year. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Monday will be a big day in our city. A Monday night football game. If you really think about it, even though the Titans have been pretty decent the last couple of years, Sunday night football and Monday night football have acted like they are a plague. They really have. But now, all of a sudden, we're getting a Monday night football game. And Buffalo, best team in the AFC, is the opponent. Terry, talk to me.
Well, George, today was media availability, which is why I was not here for the first segment, because Mike Vrabel was talking and finished up right around 2 o'clock. Vrabel didn't offer a whole lot in terms of, you know, an update on anybody as far as their health or anything like that. You know, he's obviously very concerned about this Bills team because they're strong not only on offense but also on defense. And I think that when you look at the type of player that Josh Allen is, you know, he's the type of guy that can really, even when you do everything right, he can still break out, make a throw, make a run, and really hurt you. He's sort of like Lamar Jackson with a Patrick Mahomes type arm. as crazy as that sounds.
Oh, listen. I saw him in college. Gosh, I'm trying to think. He played in the in that Idaho Potato Bowl.
Played for Wyoming.
Wyoming. And he unleashed a throw in that game that I was like, my God, this kid has an absolute cannon for an arm.
Well, the first year or two that he was in the league, you know, he had a cannon, but he really didn't know where the ball was going to go. But he has improved his accuracy to the point where now when he lets it go, it's going right there on target most of the time. Sort of like when you see a guy like Sandy Koufax or Nolan Ryan with all the, you know, velocity in the world, finally figure out how to harness that and throw strikes with it. And that's kind of where Josh Allen has gone as a quarterback. Now, for the Titans, we got to talk to A.J. Brown and Julio Jones today. It was kind of funny. Julio Jones was asked about how the hamstring was doing. He's like, hamstring? You know, yeah, because I guess he didn't want to let Allen on that it was a hamstring injury, even though it's on the injury report that it's a hamstring injury. And he said he just had tightness is all that he had that kept him out for a couple of weeks. So I think they're being very careful with him, knowing his injury history over the last couple of years. And then A.J. Brown offered a little bit of insight that was kind of interesting. He was asked about being, you know, on a pitch count, so to speak, on a snap count, which he was last week in the game against Jacksonville. He said that's probably going to continue for a little while longer. He's not going to be out there every time that he wants to be out there. Figures to be out there about 70 to 80% of the snaps. And he said that when he's out there, he's got to make the most of it because he knows he's not going to be playing a full complement. So interesting in that aspect.
Well, isn't there also a little bit of a, okay, if he comes into the game, it means you're going to throw if he's on a pitch count. Otherwise, why do you waste him?
Well, that's true. Although he is a pretty good blocker as a wide receiver. So you can do the old toss sweep to Derrick Henry to A.J.'s side if you want to, just to keep the defense honest.
But is that really what you've got A.J. Brown for?
Well, no. I mean, I wouldn't do it every time, but maybe once or twice just to keep the defense honest, you can do that sort of thing. But most of the time, if A.J. Brown's going to be on a pitch count and you're going to run him out there, yeah, you want him in the pass pattern.
Who's the punter?
It'll still be Johnny Townsend. Brett Kern is on the COVID list, so he is unavailable for a third straight game. And that has been.
Was it always COVID?
No, it was a groin injury at first, but then he tested positive for COVID earlier this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. 7:15 Monday night. Be there.
Aloha.
Well, hold on here a minute. Let's check. Because last I checked, weather-wise, I think it was going to be pretty good. Monday, 72 for a high, 43 for a low.
Yeah, I heard it was supposed to kind of turn cold in the evening on Monday night. So,
by the way, tonight, rain starts back up around 6 o'clock and goes through about 2 in the morning.
Here's a little tidbit for you that I just got from friend of mine who's in the radio business. Beach and Gallatin have moved their game up to 6 p.m. from 7 p.m. to try to beat some of the weather. So if you're going to that game,
probably a good move. Beach at Gallatin. Okay. Correct? Beach at Gallatin?
I think it's Gallatin at Beach.
Okay. It's one or the other.
But either way.
Okay.
They're not that far apart.
Go to one if it doesn't work.
If there are no cars in the parking lot at the one, go to the other one.
Don't tell them I gave you the answer. Okay. A lot of you know that I have really kept up with the whole St. Louis lawsuit with the NFL story. And I don't know, for the life of me, I have no idea why this is the most underrated, underreported story going. I believe that the city of St. Louis is going to take the NFL behind the woodshed legally and kick their butt and force the NFL to give them an expansion franchise.
Before you go down that road, and because there's a nice symmetrical number of teams in 32, do you think there is any chance that they would say, here, take the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't know. I mean, I can't believe that Shad Khan bought into Jacksonville to do that.
I think he bought into Jacksonville to try to get to London, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a story that got out yesterday, and I brought it up on the air, that the judge in this case is ticked off at some of the NFL teams who have just thumbed their nose at him and won't turn over the financial documents that he has demanded. And so there were like four teams that he has fined and ordered into his courtroom in early December for them to tell him why he shouldn't hold them in contempt of court. It's getting very serious. Anyway, in one of the stories, there was an expert referred to in the article that I read as the leading sports attorney in the country. And his name is James Quinn. Okay, I don't pretend to know Mr. Quinn, but I decided to try to call him yesterday. I found out what law firm he works for. It's up in New York. And lo and behold, he returned my phone call. He will be on with us Tuesday at 3:04.
That's a heck of a get.
It really is. I want anybody and everybody who has paid any attention to this story to sort of make a mental note to join us Tuesday to hear that interview. I'm told he is the number one sports attorney in the country.
You know, it's interesting, you know, this whole St. Louis thing, and I'm interested to see how it plays out because the NFL has pretty much been bulletproof over the years, except for when they get in front of the wrong judge in a court of law.
And Al Davis is the one that beat them like a drum.
Oh, absolutely. So it's going to be interesting to see how these owners that have been placed in potentially in contempt of court, how they handle this, because I think this judge, if they come in with this, you know, aloof
attitude, we're the NFL, kiss our butt.
Yes, he's going to stick it to them.
That's kind of what I think. And I think the other thing is what they have learned in the discovery process has got the NFL in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's what I really think.
Because it was some serious under-the-table dealings going on to get the Rams back to L.A.
And the only way I think they get out of this is to say, okay, St. Louis, we will give you an expansion franchise. You have to drop the lawsuit. Guess what's coming up next?
Stat of the day.
Oh, yes. And it comes up after the break on the Plaster Radio Network.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscopes.
microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Soul Tea, the organic hand-blended tea that's good for the soul. And now, here he is, George Plaster.
Oh, yes. Terry, it is time for us
to be embarrassed,
to fight back. Riley Chestnut's been putting these questions out. He's made us look like a fool. Now, let me say this. Over 30 years, he's not the first to do it to me. Nor will he be the last. Riley, what do you have for us today?
I'm just trying to be the best, George.
Well, you're getting there.
Hey, with time. Well, guys, it's official. After last night's opener for the Predators, the Seattle Kraken average more goals a game against the Predators all time than any other NHL franchise. 4. But there are 2 other teams that on average score at least 3 in all of their matchups combined for an average of just over 3 goals a game against the Predators. So, who are the 2 other hockey franchises that have been the best at turning the Predators into prey?
You know, they really struggled against Detroit early on.
Yeah, but in recent years, they've been Detroit's daddy.
Yes. And they've had time.
And you could also say the same thing on the Blackhawks.
Right. Right. It's probably somebody that they don't play very often. Maybe somebody from the Eastern Conference. Maybe the Rangers or the Flyers, somebody like that, that they've had
Pittsburgh?
Trouble with. Possibly.
You want to go with Pittsburgh?
Let's go with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Hold on a second.
Oh, wait a minute.
Take a look over. Look at Mr. Quick Trigger over there. I'm talking about Ray.
He's ready for me.
He can't wait to gong
us. He's got a big smile on his face.
Oh, I know it. And you know what? I'm really tired of that. In fact, let's just publicly put him on private, you know, double secret probation.
There we go.
Yeah. Let's just see. Okay, I saw the thumbs down. Pittsburgh isn't it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, whatever. Okay, could it be a long shot like the Coyotes, who have sort of had the Preds' number in a playoff series and some other stuff? Let's just go there. What the heck? Whatever.
Okay. We'll go back to the don't see them very often theory.
Okay.
Philadelphia Flyers.
Is there a team?
Of course. I said there's two.
You should have stuck don't have either one of them.
Well, you should have stuck with Detroit. They're one. 306.
Oh, wait a minute. Terry, you went with Detroit, didn't you?
He's
speculating. As Crispy calls them, Detroit.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Red Wings are one. The other one is those good old Vancouver Canucks, baby.
Wow.
Would have never guessed that one.
No.
And, yeah, they've had a lot of games against the Predators.
That one's totally out of left field. It's a good question.
Was a good question.
Bad answers.
Yes.
Really bad answers.
One day you'll get there.
Okay. During the 3 o'clock hour, after Jeff Pennington joins us, around 10, 12 minutes after 3 o'clock, we're going to load up the phones and see what's on y'all's minds. If anything. We'll see. We'll find out. 3 o'clock hour. Fun. Coming up next. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
On air and online, Sports Radio WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. President Biden today visiting a child care facility today in Hartford, Connecticut, and calling for affordable child care. The president says his Build Back Better plan would help fund those types of human infrastructure programs. The bill is stalled as progressive and moderate Democrats try to hammer out a price tag. The president says it's time to get it passed.
The cost of the Build Back Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero. So when I hear people say it costs $3.5 trillion, and be honest with you, we're probably not going to get $3.5 trillion this year. We're going to get something less than that. But I'm going to negotiate. I'm going to get it done with the grace of God and the goodwill of neighbors.
The FDA advisory panel, in a unanimous vote, recommended Johnson & Johnson's COVID booster shot today, a second dose for people 18 and older as early as 2 months after the initial dose. The DOJ says it will ask the Supreme Court to vacate the appeals court decision upholding the Texas abortion law. This is ABC News.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, and I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Okay, 3 o'clock hour on a Friday during football season. We're going to have some fun. In about 8 minutes, I'm going to open the phones up completely. Now, if you want to go ahead and get in for the fun. I know you're out there. From the looks of things, you may not be working. You may have snuck out of work early and gone home. So you give us a call and let's talk some sports. If you want to go ahead and get in on the line, you can at 615-844-5600. Those lines hopefully will fill up in just a matter of moments. But first, I say hello to my buddy Jeff Pennington and the folks at Pennington Distillery. Jeff, how in the world are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Are you a Braves fan?
I am a Braves fan. I'm born and raised in Nashville. It used to be all we used to get, TNT and TBS. I like the Reds too, but I was always a Braves fan. And I didn't really want to play the Dodgers, but what a game last night that was for a Pennington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to play the Dodgers either.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just. But I think we can win. Hey, at least we do get home. We get the four home games, right?
Yep, and I'm debating whether I just get in the car tomorrow and go or wait till next weekend.
Well, if you go, pick me up. I'm over in Sylvan Park.
I like it. I like it. So you and I are going to concentrate on the name Tennessee. Whether it's Tennessee Vols, Tennessee Titans. So let's
alma mater, my home team. Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with the college game because it seems to me, Jeff, there is more enthusiasm about this University of Tennessee home game than I have heard in a long time. Ole Miss is the 3.5-point favorite. What do you think?
Man, and I don't know if you look, but it's actually gone down to 2.5 in the last hour in Vegas. So I think there's a lot of people taking Tennessee. So, I'm excited. Everybody in Tennessee is excited. I think we're a little excited after seeing the offense kind of come to life. I was talking to my Bama fan the other day. Someone's like, this is what it feels like to be a Bama fan. I forgot about this when the game's over in the first half. And, but unfortunately, I think it's Ole Miss by 15 or more. I don't think we're going to have the firepower. I want to beat Lane. I want to beat him bad. But I think Lane's one of those guys. He's going to have that Ole Miss team ready to come in, ready to play. And I think Tennessee's defense is still a little suspect. And I think the last two games have us. I think they have had. If we hadn't had those big wins the last 2 weeks, I think the line would be 13. I think it's a sucker bet. I take Ole Miss.
Really?
And I will bet on it and gladly give away the money to win that game because I would love to win that game. But like I said, I don't like to bet with my heart. So I'll be rooting for Tennessee. I probably won't bet on Ole Miss, but I do think Ole Miss is probably the lock of the week in the SEC.
Jeff, are you as surprised as I am? 2 years ago, I thought Matt Corral was a stiff. And all of a sudden, he has emerged as a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. And when I watch him now, it doesn't look anything like it did 2 years ago.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that. I gave my buddy a hard time. He's an Ole Miss grad. He told me that Corral was going to win the Heisman, and I just laughed out loud. I was like, the quarterback from Ole Miss winning the Heisman. But, you know, he was leading the – I think he was leading the votes coming up to a couple weeks ago. But Lane, as much as I don't like Lane and upset with what he did, he knows how to coach up quarterbacks and run offense, and he improves every quarterback that he tends to get around. And Corral has surprised me. I do. Unfortunately, I lost a bet with my same buddy. Well, I haven't lost it yet, but we made an over-under bet of 7.5 on total wins for Ole Miss. So I need Tennessee to win to have a chance of winning that bet, but I think I've lost that one as well.
Okay, let's go to Monday night, where based on Buffalo's just really just handling, throttling Kansas City last week, everybody is publicly saying, look, they're the best team in the AFC. They're a 5.5-point favorite, which feels to me like it's about 2 to 2.5 too many. What do you think?
I think I told you the first time I met you, my favorite bet in the whole world is Monday night home dogs. I don't care if it's Tampa Bay of the 90s playing the Cowboys of the 90s. I like Monday night home dogs. I do agree that Buffalo is the best team in the AFC right now. I mean, Josh Allen is just – I saw a post actually today that he had no scholarship offers coming out of high school, went to JUCO, wrote a letter to 1,000 schools trying to get a scholarship out of JUCO, and only Wyoming responded to him. I never even knew that, but that was a cool stat. But I think he's on another realm of level. He's up in that Mahomes thing. That game the other night really shocked me. I was shocked at how much I think Patrick Mahomes is a future GOAT. I really love him, but he just didn't seem in it the other night. So I don't think that Kansas City plays to their full potential, but the Bills also look like they're way more ready for that game. And I think it's going to go against them. I think they're going to be really hyped up. And one thing I've always loved about Vrabel is he does seem to get our players up for big games. Unfortunately, I wish he'd get them up for games against people like the Jets, too. But I think the Titans are going to come out and look like it. Because when they went into Kansas City, they looked like they wanted it way more than Kansas City. And I think the Titans are going to be the same way. I think the Bills are going to show up cocky, and the Titans are going to come out, and they're going to show that they want it way more than the Bills. I think the Titans are going to win.
I like it. I'm with you on that one. I'm not sure about the other one.
Hey, my heart's with you on the other one.
Oh, I know. I know.
I think 2.5 is low. I really honestly think if we hadn't put up 40-plus points the last couple of weeks, we'd be a double-digit dog. But I don't think those defenses we were playing. And the good thing is Ole Miss defense might be the worst in SEC. So, you know, I don't know what the over-under is. Obviously, the obvious would be to go over, but it's just going to depend if our offense can stay as keep up with them.
Yeah. Well, let's see how all this plays out.
All right. Good to talk to you. Sorry I missed you last week.
That's okay. We missed you as well, but we survived somehow.
Hey, we didn't have any losses. We were undefeated last week.
We were undefeated.
Awesome. Well, let's go. Let's go Tennessee all the way around this weekend. Even though I'm taking Ole Miss, I hope someone bets against me and wins.
More importantly, let's root on the Braves.
Oh, yeah. Call me if you go down there. I'll take a free ride.
Talk to you.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, Terry, don't think I won't. I've done it before.
How much are tickets going for? What do you pay for an NLCS just to get in the ballpark? I'm not talking about sitting one row behind the Braves dugout.
Okay, just what I'm going to do is give you in a minute basically the same seat that I sat in Monday, third level behind home plate, underneath the press box at Truist Park.
All right.
So just kind of bear with me here a minute. I'm going to open up the phone lines now for any and all of you red-blooded Americans who want to talk some sports. We got a big weekend coming. There will be, Terry, gifts to the people.
Ah, yes.
I know you're excited about that.
always.
There will be gifts to the people. And so as I look, I've still got one line open, and I want to get it full, and I want it to stay full the entire day. Now, Terry asked a very legitimate question. I sat in section 325, $100, section 326, $149, 327, $153, section 328, $145. I would say about $40 more than what it cost to go to the Brew Crew series.
Okay, it's interesting.
For what it's worth, I have not made up my mind yet.
Oh, you'll be down there. I don't have any doubt.
I'm not sure.
I think you'll be down there.
It's going to be cold. I'm a little bit of a wuss bag about being cold.
Oh, that night we went to the Braves-Yankees World Series game.
You know what's off.
Oh, my gosh, it was cold. That's been 22 years ago, and I still remember how cold it was.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to take calls?
Sure.
Tony in Nolensville. He's up first. Tony, we are three foursomes short of a sellout for the bowling event.
George, you've knocked it out of the park. And if you get Danny here as a celebrity, that'll be as big as the Field of Dreams.
You know, I know he wants to, and I know he's going to try to. It's a big ask because he lives out in Colorado. But I know he wants to do it, and I'll try to check in with him, see. You know, he's told me to hold one of the celebs. You know, I honestly have not announced all the celebs. I'm going to do that next week.
That'll be good. George, I'm with you. I think the Braves can win the series against the Dodgers. Who would have thought the Dodgers would not win the West? Who would have thought the Giants would? Who would have thought that the Braves put the Brewers out the way they did? And at the same time, who would have thought the Cardinals would fire a coach with the great run that they did?
Yeah.
So as crazy as things are in baseball, you got it. George, that's why they line up and play the game. We all know that old adage, that old saying, that's why you play the game. I'm not discarding the Braves, and it's going to be interesting to see. Earlier I talked to you in the year about Jock Peterson. Y'all got him from the Cubs.
Yeah.
He's playing against the Braves. That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out too.
Well, you know he wants to do damage to his former team because they had him sort of pigeonholed as a little bit of a home run or nothing, and in truth that is what he is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's going to explode, you would think he'd really want to do it against them.
That's true. Terry, here's Tony Thumpers. You ready?
I'm ready, Tony.
Tony Thumpers, guys. Which have been pretty damn good.
Yeah, so. he's been on a roll.
14-5.
We might ought to pay
a little
attention.
Say what, George?
We might ought to pay some attention to you.
Well, I think the Bulldogs this week is going to declaw the Kentucky Cats. They're going to send the Blue Mist back up I-75 North with their tail between their little kitten legs. I know there's a lot of people going the other way on this, but I think the 21-22 point spread is not enough. I think Georgia's going to celebrate them being put at number one in a big, big way. I just don't think Kentucky's got enough firepower. I think Bulldogs are going to just manhandle them. That's number one. Number two, the Vols and the Vols Navy don't have enough of defense to stop the Lane Train's offense. I just think they're going to roll over them. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. I don't know that it's going to hit the 81 or 82 over and under, but I don't think the Vols can muster up enough of defense to stop the Rebels' offense.
Georgia minus 21.5. Ole Miss is now, I got to move on this in a hurry. Give me your last one.
I think it was down about
two. And the last one, you better take the Iowa Hawkeyes. They're going to celebrate being number two. They're going to thump the Boilermakers. And one more, if you want to take the over and under, take the Cincy and UCF game. They don't play defense, but they score a lot of points.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Guys, have a great weekend, and everybody stay safe. Talk to you Monday.
Okay, we're off to the kind of start I want. I've got a line open now at 844-5600. You have to throw in the 615 area code. I'm looking for some red-blooded American who wants to talk sports, who has something this weekend on their mind that they want to yap about. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Here we go. We have breaking news. This text, courtesy of Greg Pogue, formerly known as Pogu. Just got in the car and heard you were thinking about not going Saturday because it might be cold. Are you bleeping me? It's never cold in Atlanta this time of year. I'll buy you a scarf. What? You want to move the World Series to August?
You just want to move it to Key West or somewhere where it's warm.
JJ, on line two, welcome.
Hey, George, thank you for the call. It's great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
You were missed.
Thank you.
Last night is what you did not have to be a Giants or Dodgers fan. If you enjoyed baseball and sports in general, last night was perfect. If baseball could figure out a way to capture 10% of that emotion and energy during the regular season, it'd be in a much better place. It was just enjoyable. And the local kid, Mookie Betts, was the only guy that the Giants pitcher couldn't get out. Webb pitched a very good game against the other eight players. Mr. Betts went 4-for-4 last night, and I was just so happy for him and, of course, the Dodgers. Now, George, you ain't going to like this, but I'm going with the Dodgers in six. I just don't see the Braves getting it done.
Well, let me say this, JJ. We're going up 1-0 tomorrow night. Let me tell you why. Because Max Fried is the man. Max Fried will pitch lights out tomorrow night. Book it.
Okay. I don't think Mr. Freed's better than Mr. Webb, and the Dodgers pulled it out last night. So, but, hey, it's all good, though, Georgie. You know, you're still rocking that 95 T-shirt from the World Series. They won, so. Okay.
Hey. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Talk to you.
George, how surprised were you with the move that Dave Roberts made, going with the bullpen first instead of Urias at the start of the game?
I guess his feeling was that he was going to get six innings out of Urias or five innings at this point of the year. So if he could somehow coax an inning or two out of Knebel, who, by the way, is not evil Knebel. but – I guess that's what his thinking was. Baseball's, it's different these days. I don't know. I mean, what you and I grew up in doesn't exist anymore.
No, you're right about that. You are absolutely right about that.
By the way, we have a line open. I'm waiting for a red-blooded American to jump in. 615-844-5600. Look up what kind of ratings last night's baseball game got. Because, in theory, it doesn't get any better than 106 and 107 win teams going at it.
Yeah, the only thing that I would think would draw back on it was the fact that it didn't start till 8 o'clock.
True.
Let's see.
Okay, by the way, still got that line open.
Okay, this, according to sportsmediawatch.com, which I have never heard of, said that the first four games delivered four largest audiences in the LDS, 5.15 million for game four. Looking for game five, no wonder I've never heard of Sports Media Watch, because I don't think they have game five listed on here, yet it popped up first in the search. Hold on a minute.
Well, while you hold on, Eric in Nashville, you're up next.
Hey, George, before I get to my picks, one question I want to ask you. What did you think of the Arizona Cardinals trade? I mean, getting Zach Ertz from the Philadelphia Eagles for, I think it was a fifth-round pick and the defensive back.
I think it's great for the Cardinals. It's just another weapon.
A lot of people were saying that, too.
For Kyler Murray. Here's the thing. San Fran may have influenced that deal, because Sunday – San Fran really defensed Arizona pretty well, and I wonder if they went back and said, we're still a weapon away.
Well, it's going to be interesting for Arizona this Sunday, because a lot of people are picking the Browns due to the fact that Kyler Murray, I don't know how hurt he is, he's banged up. The fact that I think Chandler Jones is going to be out because he's got COVID. DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think has COVID, but they said he's sick, so they'd be testing stuff like that, but he's not feeling well, so it's just going to be interesting Sunday. So I'm tagging them with the first loss, but we'll see what happens. But
I would assume, Eric, let me say this. I would assume he doesn't play Sunday. Yeah. How much of their playbook could he learn that quick?
That's true. But anyway, George, I'm gonna get to my three picks. I'm 3-9-1. I'm hopeful to have a winning week this week, George.
You're winning the Rich Kotite Award.
Yeah. I'm hoping that with my three picks, this will finally get me closer to the 500 mark. I thought about Green Bay, Chicago, because Green Bay dominates the Packers, but that's not one of my picks. But here we go. My first pick, I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs, which is a 6.5-point favorite over the Washington football team. Reason being, Kansas City's coming off of a loss. Washington defense, which was their strength last year, is definitely a weakness this year, is terrible. And with Tyler Henneke, they don't have the offense to keep up with the Chiefs, so I'm taking Kansas City. My second pick, George, usually when teams face controversy or struggle, they rally around the coach. I don't think that happens in this case. I'm taking the Denver Broncos, which is a 3.5-point favorite over the Raiders. I'm telling you what, before the season started, they looked like extra shot with the playoff team, but with all the stuff they've had to deal with Gruden this week, and just the controversy, I really don't believe they've really been focused on this game. Denver's lost two in a row, the 3.5-point favorite, and I still think the Denver Broncos are going to continue the misery for the Raiders. I don't even know if the Raiders make the playoffs, but we'll see. And my last pick, George, Sunday night, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is a 5.5-point favorite over the Seattle Seahawks. I know they got Geno, but Geno to me is an oh-no. I'm telling you what, he used to play for the Jets. And he may be a capable quarterback, George, but they're really going to miss Russell Wilson. Plus, Seattle has no defense, and I don't know if Geno's going to be able to get the ball to their receivers. Pittsburgh, they still may not make the playoffs. They're not a great team, but they probably played their best performance last week against the Broncos. That balanced quarterback, they finally had a running back rush for over 100 yards, had a receiver over 100 yards, and they still got a good defense. So I like the Steelers Sunday night, 5.5-point favorite, George. And also one last thing I'll leave you with, George. George, do you know when the last time the Dallas Cowboys beat the New England Patriots? They've never beaten the Bill Belichick coach team. I think they'll probably do it this time, but do you know when the last time they
won? No, I haven't got a clue.
It was 1996. They haven't beaten the New England Patriots in 25 years, something like that. They haven't beat them since 96, because I know they've never beaten Bill Belichick, and they've never beaten Tom Brady, and that's, of course, Brady beat him earlier this season. So I think they've got a shot finally this Sunday, but I kind of stayed away from that game. And I hope the guy's right about the Titans Monday night against Buffalo. I think they've got a shot, but if you're asking me objectively, I would stay away from that game. I just don't see it, but I could be wrong. I'm hoping. But I just think it's going to be part of that revenge tour, especially after what happened to him last year. But we'll see. George, good talk to you. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too, Eric. Take care.
George, I have struck out. I'm going to put Riley up to bat, see if he can find the TV ratings. He's younger and much more technologically savvy than I am.
Right. And what does that mean?
It doesn't mean much because I'm not very technologically savvy. I'm ahead of you, but that's,
right.
But
and
that's
that
not,
means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, I've got a line open again, 615-844-5600. I want a red-blooded American to jump in and talk a little sports. But first, it's time to hear the music. One guy who I know will be there tomorrow night is our next caller, Frank in Smyrna, who will also be at the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night. Frank, how are you?
I'm good, George. How you doing? And I love that intro. You've got me doing the chop in my office.
Okay, I know you were there. I know you were there Tuesday as well. How loud was the chop?
As loud as I've heard it all year.
Yeah.
I mean, MLB could stuff it. As far as I'm concerned, they could tell us that we can't play that organ music. That's fine. We'll do it ourselves. And we'll even turn our cell phone lights on with it. I mean, that's fine.
That is very cool when they do that.
It really is. And that is as loud. When Freddie hit the home run, the ground was shaking under my feet.
And you're in the fourth deck, and so when it shakes up there, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it was kind of moving a little bit. You know, we're section 430, and that's where my seats are. And it's just, I looked at my wife and I said, all we need is one run. Next thing I know, Freddie swings at the first pitch and hits it into orbit. I mean, what a time. And George, I need you in the ballpark tomorrow night, Sunday. Come on, man. You got to come.
Okay, hold on here just a second. I'm looking at what it takes to get in your section. Okay? because it looks like most of the tickets tomorrow night are about 40 to 50 more expensive than Monday when I went for the Milwaukee game. So, okay, I'm pulling you up in section 430.
I'm in row four if it makes any difference.
Yeah, they've just done something to me that doesn't help me. I'll figure it out here in a minute. Tell me how you think this goes, and then we'll run.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's going to be tough. I think the Braves win tomorrow night. Freed is just lights out. I can't remember the last time he lost, much less pitched a bad game. Game two, well, plus the Dodgers, well, let's see, they're probably still hungover or will be after that plane ride and from San Francisco. And I think we end up game two. I don't know who the starter is. I'll put it to you this way: we have to split at least one of the first two to have a chance and to win the series. It's going to be tough, but can we win it? Sure, we can. Why not us?
By the way, in your section, about 100 a pop.
That's about what I figured.
Which is not bad.
No, that's about what I thought. So, I just figure it this way. Nobody picked us to beat the Brewers, and we did. Nobody's going to pick us to beat the Dodgers. You know what? Let's just shock the world.
Let's let them know who Daddy is.
Exactly. I mean, the Dodgers, they've had enough. They've had their time. It's our time now.
I hope you're right. I'd love for it to be our time.
I hope so, too, George. I've waited 20 years to see this in Atlanta, 20 years since the last NLCS game in Atlanta.
You know, Terry's going to be saying that soon. I've waited 20 years for the Yanks.
I've waited through a few droughts.
Oh, please.
Well, when I first started,
don't act like your life's been tough.
When I first started liking the Yankees around 1971, they were very average.
Right.
And
that was the Shea Stadium Yankees.
No, that was 74 and 75. This was the old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
This was Bobby Mercer, Thurman Munson, Mel Stottlemyre, Roy White, and a bunch of guys never heard of.
Frank, safe travels.
George, I hope to see you down there tomorrow on Sunday.
You might. Talk to you. Dr. Detroit, I got about 2 minutes. Go.
I'm as happy as Ted Turner and Jane Fonda about the Bravos playing the Dodgers. How's that to start off?
How happy are they?
Right?
You never see old Ted down there anymore.
It's like he's non-existing. What happened to Ted Turner?
I don't know.
He's probably,
in all honesty.
He's probably ancient. He's got to be in his late 80s by now.
He ought to throw out the first pitch tomorrow night.
Oh, my dear God, George. He probably knocked the mascot over. But anyway, no, this is good times, buddy. Let me tell you, you talk about people that are doubters and haters and players. Let me tell you, what Kenny Rogers did, not the Dolly Parton duo, but Kenny Rogers beat the Yankees playing for the Tigers, which made us go to the World Series. I think it was first or second year Justin Verlander was even a Detroit Tiger. Anything can happen. The Dodgers are loaded, absolutely. But you know what? Mind over matter. It depends on the speed, the plays of the game, defense and offense, just like a football team. And I think the Braves, they might squeak one out. God bless them, they do, and that's all I got.
Doc, thank you.
Go Braves! Go Braves!
It does seem to me, if you're going to put your big stud out there in game one, Max Fried, you better win game one.
Yeah, you got to.
I think in that respect, there's a little pressure on them to win game one.
Yeah, because that's where you're going to catch the Dodgers maybe basking a little bit in the fruits of their victory and having to travel across country.
I got two lines open. I want some red-blooded Americans to fill those lines. 615-844-5600. Let's talk some sports on the Plaster Radio Network.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-6800.
It's the sound of the skate sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville, it's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul Tea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul Tea for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul Tea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soultea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it.
.342, and we have not been able to find ratings for last night's Dodger-Giant game. I hope it was enormous. Gosh, if you're a baseball fan, what was there about that not to enjoy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a tight game. It was settled in the late innings and even ended with a little bit of a controversy on the check swing.
Yeah, I'm not saying the Giants would have won, but I hate that it ended on that because it didn't look like he went around.
Yeah, it didn't. But in fairness, Mr. Flores had been struggling at the plate during the whole series. So it was, you know, not a good look, not a good way to end it, but I think he was like 0 for the series. If I'm correct.
Guess what's coming in a matter of moments?
Gifts to the people?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's go Mike and Melrose. Mike, will you be down there tomorrow night?
I will not be down there. I've got to referee some football tomorrow.
Okay.
So I might make it back if they make the World Series. I'm not a big Braves fan. I love the atmosphere, the the whole battery. You know, Tuesday I didn't even go in. I just hung out in the battery and I watched it out there. They have a drum line and they have a band and they have a bucket. Just a great atmosphere. And I only paid $40 Monday because I wasn't behind the plate like you, but paid $40, sat down the line, third level. But not bad for a playoff game.
Yeah. No, not bad at all.
Hey, it could be the Battle of the Maxes tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if Scherzer comes back. He'd be going, I know he pitched last night, but he'd be on his normal 4 days rest. I believe he pitched last Monday.
Yeah, my guess is he's going to tell Dave Roberts, I'm in, because that's his personality. He's a bulldog. Yeah.
The only thing, Pedro Martinez said the time change, it might be good to give him an extra day's rest, but we shall see. Hey, I do agree the game has changed a lot as far as just the shifts and not starting pitchers. And I heard a stat last night, the Giants, and they're kind of an anomaly, I guess, as far as power hitting teams. They had 10 guys with 10 plus home runs this year, which was pretty good. But in the past, in like 2018, their leading home run hitter, I think, was Buster Posey, was 16. And, wow. And the year before, it was 18 with Brandon Belt, who's out hurt. So I believe Yaz had 25 this year, but he can't hardly hit my weight. He's hitting about 220. So some guys play for the long ball. Not as many guys are hitting for average, hitting the opposite way, laying down bunts. And I kind of hate to see that. And also I heard, do you know who the last guy for the Giants to hit over 30 home runs?
The last guy for the Giants.
2004.
Jeff Kent.
Barry Bonds.
He hit a bunch of them. It Bonds, yes. He's the last one, and I don't know if San Fran is considered a home run park, but that's hard to believe.
It's a difficult park. Think about it, because it's got...
It's very deep in right center.
It's very deep in right center. Yeah.
All right, that's all I got. Who are you going with? Is Connecticut gonna get them in a victory tomorrow? They got the Yale. Are they gonna crack the win?
Is that who they play?
Is that one of your gifts? They playing
no,
Yale?
No, it is not. it is not. But thank you.
Have a good one.
Take care. Okay. I think that it's probably time for the gifts.
All right. I'll throw one more thing out there.
Okay.
And this, you might be able to answer this. Last night on the broadcast, they said that Brandon Crawford was the best shortstop in the San Francisco Giant history of the franchise. You agree with that?
Best shortstop in the history of the franchise.
From the San Francisco time till now.
Okay. Chris Spire.
Chris Spire was the name that came to mind for me. Rich Aurelia was pretty good.
Yeah. He wasn't that good.
He had a couple of good years with the bat.
Wasn't Johnny LeMaster?
He was their shortstop for a while.
Chris Spire would be the one I thought of.
Yeah.
I'll go Brandon Crawford. What the heck?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's a moment that many of you have awaited. Here goes. Not a lot of fanfare, was there? Terry's over here going, oh, Lord.
I reserve the right to critique the picks, as does Riley, I'm sure.
Oh, you can do that all you want. But, I mean, when I give them, I believe in them.
Oh, I know. How many buckets do we have this week?
I don't know. That's sort of just... You know, it's
does it kind
how
of come,
we feel.
Does it kind of come off the cuff?
Yeah. Let me start with this one. I made it my underdog pick. I'm not saying I believe in it to win outright, but LSU will absolutely play Florida within 12. Why do I think that? Lord only knows. But here goes. Here's some thoughts. LSU has had about 2 weeks now of really getting ripped around pretty good by fan bases. Kentucky, 3 touchdowns better than LSU, if not more. It felt like an absolute butt-kicking.
And that should set off warning bells in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. And you know, Orgeron feels like Dead Man Walking. But just about the time you want to just forget them, they are going to put on a performance tomorrow that's better than what they really are, and they will cover the 12 against Florida. It's Tiger Stadium for a reason.
Is it a night game?
No, it is not. It's 11 in the morning.
Interesting time.
Yeah. Here's another one for you. Arkansas, 4.5-point favorite at home against Auburn. I believe that Arkansas is better than what we have seen recently. Last couple of weeks have been hard. But Auburn is not going to challenge them the way Ole Miss did. Auburn doesn't have those kind of weapons. And Bo Nix sort of regressed back into the Bo Nix that had gotten benched. You know, he'd played great against LSU in Tiger Stadium, but a week ago against Georgia, he didn't get much done.
No, but in fairness, a lot of people don't get much done against Georgia's defense.
Well, that's fine. I'm taking Arkansas.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think Arkansas's, I think they will cover.
Arkansas minus the 4.5. Here's another one. The conventional wisdom is that Alabama is going to be hot under the collar when they play Mississippi State tomorrow. You know what? I am starting to think that it's not about Alabama flipping the switch and turning it on and turning it off when they want. I don't think they're that good on defense.
I think you're onto something there. I've been thinking that for a while, ever since Florida made the nice rally against them and nearly won. I've been thinking that Alabama's defense is not up to its normal customary standards.
Mississippi State was good enough to go to A&M, and pretty much, even though the score was close, you always felt like State was the better team. I think State covers the 17 against Alabama.
Interesting.
How about that?
Interesting. Not sure I completely buy that, but it's an interesting thought.
Here's one for you. One of the more overrated teams thus far has been Indiana.
They've struggled.
Every time Indiana gets on the big stage, they have pooped the bed. They get another chance tomorrow at home against Michigan State. And this time, they're going to hit some pay dirt. Let's take Indiana plus the 4.5 against Sparty. How about that?
Interesting, because, I mean, Michigan State is right there. Even though nobody's talking about them, they're right there in the thick of the Big Ten race with a chance to maybe play for the championship.
Mel Tucker has done a terrific job at Michigan State. He is, I think, a legitimate, at this point, National Coach of the Year candidate.
Can't disagree.
Yeah, not saying he wins it, but he's going to be close. Final Countdown is coming up next. I know you breathlessly await that segment on the Plaster Radio Network.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Terry, it is time for the final countdown.
Yes, it is. The final countdown of the week.
Yeah, so to speak. We have four college football games on TV tonight.
All right, go ahead.
Clemson at Syracuse.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Here's a thought. I bet it's really hard when you're used to competing for the national title every year, and within 3 weeks of the regular season starting, you're eliminated.
Yeah.
You're playing for the Peach Bowl.
Yeah. You know, and it all comes really down to quarterback play for Clemson. I mean, I know they lost Travis Etienne as well, but they've gotten used to the Trevor Lawrences and Deshaun Watsons, and this kid that's in there now, his name is...
by a vowel.
Yeah.
I'm not trying it.
He's just not playing at the level that they're used to getting from the quarterback position. I think it really boils down to being as simple as that.
So that's a 6 o'clock game tonight on ESPN. Here's another thriller. Marshall at North Texas. Who carries that? CBS Sports Network.
I thought you were going to say Ms. Lou.
Marshall, 10.5-point favorite. The two late games, San Diego State, which is ranked 24th in the country, at San Jose State.
Which has been pretty good in the past.
Yeah. If you have not seen San Diego State, they like to run the ball. And the late game of some national stuff, Oregon, which is now ranked 9th in the country after Stanford beat them, at home against Cal. Oregon is a 13.5-point favorite.
Oregon runs the table. Do they have a chance to get back in the national title picture? I don't see it.
Yeah, but at least they...
still have something to play for? I mean, do I think that a Pac-12 or Pac-10 team is getting in? No. But I also don't think anybody in the ACC is getting in.
I think you're going to see two from the SEC, one from the Big Ten, and then it'll either be Cincinnati or Oklahoma.
Alabama loses a third time? Make it a, excuse me, a second time.
Then they're not in.
I don't think so.
But I think you could see a scenario where Alabama and Georgia meet in the SEC championship game.
Absolutely.
If Alabama wins, and then I think they both get in, and they could play each other in the national championship in a rematch.
Okay, that's our week. Monday, a lot of focus on the Titans and the Bills. The Monday night football game at Nissan Stadium at 7:15. On Tuesday, the man considered the best sports attorney in the entire country will join our show at 3:05, James Quinn, to talk about St. Louis's lawsuit with the NFL. That's something you're going to want to hear. Have a great weekend. Most importantly, go Bravos. This is the Plaster Radio Network.